Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I am with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And right now, last segment, we were discussing things that make us immunocompromised. And, Rick, you were talking about sugar. And we need to talk more about antioxidants and boosting immune systems and stimulants and builders and blood purifications. And everybody knows that sugar is probably one of the worst immune suppressants out there. And we're being biologically, chemically, and technologically destroyed. You know, from cell phones to 5G, all this electromagnetic radiation is destroying our immune systems. And people need to know that vitamins and minerals, you said not to take too many vitamins, Rick, earlier, and vitamins and minerals for regarding our produce comes from the soil. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. Like enzymes, for example, they act as a catalyst for biochemical reactions, which aid in digestion and nutrient support. And that's why I always recommend eating raw, because when you cook your foods over 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you're destroying the enzymes. So, Rick, is there more you wanted to talk about regarding the immune stimulants versus immune suppressants, antioxidants, things like that? What would you say regarding science that would affect our nutrition intake, help our gut? Absorption, excretion, metabolism, just basically overall bioavailability, absorption of nutrition in regard to keeping homeostasis better in our body. What would you say?
Well, Gurdjieff started with eat your environment. So obviously if you live on the coast, you eat fish. If you live in the Midlands, you eat grain. I think that one size does not fit all. I think there's things like blood type that are part of why we're uniquely different from each other and why we need different kinds of foods, even though we're exactly the same in some ways. Why some people are resistant and others are not. When you eat, that's another thing. There used to be a movement called raw, you know, where you ate everything right from the ground into your mouth rather than cooking it. That's interesting. Why? Well, sometimes it doesn't make sense, like eating a bat, not cooking it. That's kind of crazy. What do you think? So I don't know how to explain this other than the earth, everything is right there. And it's not about chemistry, because when you find something like dimethyltryptamine in crabgrass, it's almost as if it's a delivery system from God, like a way of communicating. In other words, there's something more going on than food chain. We have what we call hierarchy, like your gut, where there's Malcolm in the middle, you know, your mycorrhizia with mycelium and all these little soil organisms, and there's a big hierarchy where they're all dialoguing. I think man believed he was in the center of the universe and missed the whole point, that there are actually things out there that are more important than man.
Okay. Okay, Rick. Yeah, I'm going to, just so you know, you've let everybody in America and the rest of the world know that you are bat phobic, so I'm going to call the ACLU.
Thank you. That's a good one. Let's lock him up, man. That's what I need. Yeah. I'm fat crazy. That's it. There it is. Read it.
Yeah,
anyway.
I mean, this is the political correct world.
Oh, God, Rich.
We've
got to go hunting
here, but you know what? We've got it's getting to the point where you can't even tell a joke anymore because somebody might be offended. I mean, we've literally downshifted into stupid, Rick. It's crazy.
Political correctness, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Really, when you have a drag queen reading nursery tales to children, as it makes my heart glad.
It's unbelievable. And this is why the silent majority needs to read up, research up, and speak up in that order. And I'm going to mention a couple articles here to show you how nothing is ever what it seems to be. It's all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, especially gaslighting from the mainstream media and the powers that be in Hollywood. Now, two articles here. New low for New York Times and a dovetail article. Alyssa Milano says, throw in the towel if Trump can't be impeached for pushing hydroxychloroquine for personal gain. What these articles basically mean, folks, is that Trump apparently had some stock or some type of interest in this pharmaceutical companies for HCQ. And as it turned out, he may get between $100 and $300 for this total. I'm not kidding you. These people not only do not do their research, all they care about is to basically keep creating the bad news towards Trump, which is about 93% from the mainstream media. They want to sway public opinion. They want to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, hold on to the narrative at all costs in order to make you submissive and break your will. Okay? That's what they're doing. It's about as condescending as you could get towards the American people. Okay? We can't reward mediocrity for decade after decade after decade and expect commerce to succeed in this country. They are tearing it down at every level. And the only way we can survive is by reading research and speaking up. The silent majority must be no more. Because these two articles, whether it be Alyssa Milano or New York Times, they're all bought and paid for. Every Hollywood, actors being politicians, politicians pretending to be actors. It's unbelievable. And speaking of politicians, Carville says Wisconsin primary prove Republicans will kill people to stay in power. You cannot make up this kind of propaganda. Chicago mayor signs executive order allowing illegal immigrants access to virus relief funds. The Democrat plan could mail ballots to 24 million ineligible voters. Are you connecting the dots here, folks? They want to take over voting. They want to take over cash. They want to create their own money system, their own currency. They want to eliminate rallies and sports and public because too much of mass gatherings. They want to give you vaccines to destroy your immune system and control and see where you are through some type of nanotechnology. Rick, comment on those, please.
Jesus, I don't. I'm going to just step aside and let the bus go on through here.
Okay.
You know my position on all this shit. You know, I think it's just a bunch of hooey. And actually, what's true for one person is not another. That's what the whole thing is really about. Because when I ask you what color is that fence over there, and you look over there and you say, well, it's brown, you have made an assumption. You cannot see the other side of that fence. And everybody sees something differently.
Well, I agree with that to a point, Rick. I think there are objective facts and subjective emotional opinions. So I think saying it like it is important because most of the people who want to see a different color fence on the other side is often because they want to promote a certain agenda in order to feather their own nest somehow. Now, here's two articles that you could definitely comment on. Report, Wuhan funeral homes burned coronavirus victims alive. Aren't we glad we have President Trump and we're not living in a totalitarian, socialist, communist state? Next article, secretly moving dead bodies from Wuhan at night. Raw videos. I actually saw this. So my question to you regarding these is a little sidebar, Rick. How come Wuhan has all these so-called viruses and deaths, but yet Beijing and Shanghai and other areas of China are not seeing this crippling effect? What do you have to say about that?
I don't think everybody's reporting everything accurately. And Beijing used to be Peking. And when I was there in Peking, let me tell you, it was a whole different matter than anything you ever dreamed of as rights and things like that. They're not telling anybody anything correctly, and that's why there's as many deaths as there are.
Yeah. Now, Rick, regarding things like venues, jobs, rallies, people getting together, doing commerce, enjoying their life, having certain freedoms and liberties that over a million combat soldiers gave their life for us, what's your thought on nanotechnology? Basically, would you say, let's say Bill Gates, which he is saying, and he's connected with Dr. Fauci and the World Health Organization, the UN, they're all in bed together. Let's say some of these people said, well, if you don't take this so-called quote-unquote vaccine, this injection, okay, then even if they don't admit any type of nanotechnology or tracking or chips or tattoos, and they said, you're not going to have any access to any of these venues, any of these commerce. Would you take that vaccine? Would you take that chip? However they did, or that tattoo. What would you say if I knocked on your door with a bunch of soldiers behind me and said, you're going to take this vaccine, you're going to take this, or you're not going to have any rally, any venue, any sports, any commerce, any freedoms or liberties left? What would you do?
You know, they're already doing that with educating children. So there it is. Our children are our single most important natural resource. And look what we've done. I mean, we're talking, I remember when I was in grade school, they required me to study Latin in second grade. Now, that allowed me to go into agriculture full bore without even a thought. And I can tell you that most people don't even have a clue what the importance of things like cursive is about. It's not writing faster. It's about moving from one side of your brain to the other as an exercise like mathematics. And the benefits of it, not the scrawl that comes out later as you get old like me.
Hey, Rick, you mentioned old, and I'm gonna take that personally.
76.
I'm gonna be 60 years old here in 2 months. Now, when I say that, I think, and I've suggested this on the air many times, what we need to do, because you just said our children is our best natural resource, and I don't disagree. However, we're not taking advantage of our seniors. You know, just like I think it's probably a good idea if all, especially men, were drafted into the military at a young age so they can learn discipline, responsibility, health, things like that. I think people should teach our youth who are 60 years and older, who have practical experience and are not teaching theory. And I'll let you comment on that right after the break. Thanks for being here, folks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheehan here from Montana. And I am here with Dr. Rick Miller. And Rick, before the break, I talked about an idea. I squeaked in a couple lines before the music came in. Taking the older people, the people who are 60 years and older, and recruiting them to teach our youth from kindergarten to the highest, most complicated college course, and teach them actual practical experience in lieu of theory. But the number one criteria is you have to have 15 years of successful private sector experience. What do you think about that, Rick?
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You know, what makes a child smarter than an old senior is that they're not experienced. Experience limits what you do. And a child doesn't know he can't do something. And if imagination is a reality, what happens next? So those that can do and those that can't teach. That used to be an old thing about college, you know, and why you didn't want to teach at school. You wanted to go out and do something with your education. I don't know. I think that it would be wonderful to get an old school bus like Frank and Ken Kesey and set it up as a mobile water testing laboratory and have it run by third graders going around the country teaching first graders how to test for purity of water. What do you think would happen next? That'd be a cool one, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, just think of how many kids, if 90% of people, Rick, live in urban suburban America, they're living on fluoride in the municipal water, which even everybody knows it has caused cancer. It's often a main ingredient.
Right, yeah, it comes to mind. Yeah, that's the bad news, because you and me, well, you are not probably, that's not true because you're a woodsman, but most people don't have a clue about water at all.
Well, that's what my point is. I think there's a lot of things that aren't being taught in school like that, like health.
Drawing. And
absolutely.
All the
they want
to
get
rid
of it.
Had to do. When you said you're 60, how old did you say you were?
I'll be 60 in 2 months, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm 76. You're almost my daughter's age. Jesus, I need to be. I gotta be taken out and shot. I can't believe it, man. And I've got scars on my knuckles to prove it. I am lucky because I was blessed with some really, really cool teachers. And imagine someone like Albert Sensgorky teaching me quantum biochemistry as a physics course in 1966. I can't believe it, man. I remembered everything, and now I'm just starting to forget myself. That's Annie Lennox. I sometimes forget myself.
Well, just think, Rick, if the curriculum wasn't to dumb down people, dumb down our children, and to make them more monolithic and basically teach them how to push buttons and be politically correct and choose their own gender, and like you said earlier in the show, bring in the drag queen hour in public schools.
One size fits all is not the way it goes. You know, all
I personally think if President Trump did that idea and has 60-year-olds and over teach practical experience who have 15 years minimum of successful private sector experience instead of coming out of college to teach our kids theory and certain agendas, I think there'd be less political correctness, more learning. When you look at the bottom line, we're putting out lawyers. We've had for decades more lawyers in this country than all the world combined, and yet they don't even enforce the rule of law. They're enforcing political correctness.
So that's the problem. Imagine Gecko teaching your children greed is good.
Yeah. All right, Rick, we'll be back right after the break, folks, for the last half hour of the show. Thank you for being here. We'll be back with Rick Miller.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump will unveil a second coronavirus task force, one that will primarily focus on the economy. A senior Trump administration official telling various news networks, including NBC, that the task force will be a mix of private sector and top administration officials, including new Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin. Another 6.6 million Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the second straight week that more than 6 million Americans have done so. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell telling a D.C. forum this morning that the U.S. economy was on firm footing before the virus began, and he says it's in a good position to recover quickly when it's over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Heben here with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We are solving the world's problems, or at least trying to. So, Rick, let's say I was President Trump and I called you and I said, Rick, you've been in the private sector, you've written books, you've been on radio shows, you've given talks, you're a physicist, you know your science. Would you be w- willing to work at least a part-time job share to teach our children at whatever level to make a difference and not be politically correct. In other words, use objective facts and truths in lieu of subjective emotional opinion to promote an agenda like dumbing down the public. Would you do that? I think you would. What do you think?
Well, I'm starting Albert Schweitzer University this next month. I've got this Stefan for Stefan. He's a Shaolin, Northern Shaolin. He's going to teach children sidewalk defense. Can you imagine? Hands to nuts combat. I'm going to do a Harry Potter-like university because it seems like the right thing to do right now.
Well, I don't disagree, Rick, but if voter and election fraud continues, if the Democrats get their way and do mail-in ballots and rig the whole system, it doesn't matter what the right thing is, because if it's not fulfilling the agenda, distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the people by groups, you're not going to get the wave of the magic grant. And that's where we are today in America. This is how close we are to a communistic, totalitarian, socialism, tyrannical.
Whoa. You know, I agree and disagree. That my sister runs the Democratic Party for Washington State. I can't talk politics with her. She went to Oxford as a Fulbright scholar, so she's pretty sharp, and she's a Democrat. And they are different today, and there are different kinds of Democrats, because I think it was infiltrated, kind of like the Boy Scouts were. You've got all kinds of crazy people in politics. There's this Netflix thing called Designated Survivor that opens your eyes to what's actually going on at the highest levels in the Oval Office. It's unbelievable. And if you can write it as a screenplay, it's that's just the beginning of what's really going on.
Yeah, well, Rick, everything's infiltrated right now at the highest levels, including the Trump administration. How many articles this show talked about?
Imagine,
the CIA, the DOJ. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, he has. He's illiterate in many ways, and has a trophy wife. She's really nice, but this is crazy. And read my lips. And how did Ronald Reagan put it? If you've seen one redwood, you've seen them all. I can't believe it.
You know, one thing about this show and all the instructors on this show, from Vince Vannelli to yourself to the good people who call in on a regular basis, like Kyle from Montana and George from New Hampshire, and just all the good people, I believe that this show is unique, and I think there's a lot of shows like that. I think the people who work at InfoWars, I think there's a lot of good people, a lot of good patriots. And I really think that if any of us got a seat as a dictator where we can control certain agendas, I think 99% of us would do more to help the people regarding prosperity, regarding health, regarding options and opportunities, in lieu of promoting political correct agendas to distract, dumb down, and divide the people. What do you think, Rick?
Well, politics is quite different than being a nerd. I don't get it. You know, politics doesn't make any sense to me. Anybody that would want to be in politics has got to have at least one screw loose. I mean, everybody, including Trump, watch how they age just in 4 years. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. When I talk politics, Rick, as you know, we've been on the air together, and I'm sure you've heard me a few times. I believe we have to have equal knowledge and rationale with financial, economic, social and political issues. And that's why I think if we had that, things wouldn't be all politics. People wouldn't be so self-serving at the top levels in order to manufacture their own perception of self-importance and self-preservation. If we connected the dots to show, to follow the money, to show the corruption, the manipulation, and everything behind the scenes on how the powers that be are insulting the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of all these groups, degrading them and disrespecting them, we can see, obviously, how the powers that be are not trying to empower a nation, but lower the bars of standards and expectations for not only getting a job, but rewarding mediocrity and putting the world into a law of diminishing returns where opportunity and knowledge and ingenuity will only be for the elite and their children. It's just like that article I mentioned. It's here somewhere about Bill Gates talking about eliminating mass gatherings and talking about nanotechnology and chipping people or tattooing them or some type of way that they can control them. I guarantee you 100% right now, and I'm not sticking my neck out by saying this, the children of these elite will not get the chips or the nanotechnology or the tattoos. They will not. I guarantee it. It's just like the hypocrisy and double standards for people who are saying we need to get rid of guns, we need to get rid of carbon footprints, but yet these people are literally hiring expert marksmen carrying guns to protect their butts while flying around the world telling us not to do it who have five houses, huge homes, tons of cars, even planes and jets, and they're telling us to reduce our carbon footprint. We have to call out the hypocrisy and double standards because it's getting to the point where everything they say, just like the words that they've been using for years, you know, controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent, hater with an anti in front of every word, and ism, ist, and phobia in the back of every word. These words don't even mean anything anymore, Rick. They've been used every 5 seconds for the last 40, 50 years, and these words don't hold water. These are divide and conquer terms to foment hate and division, and they have no other purpose. Rick?
So that describes the distinction between a moral man and an ethical man. And ethics and morals, just like civil giving up natural rights for civil rights law.
Well, Rick, I see this often on the air. Every subset under rules like ethics and morals and values, all the subsets under laws like policies, all the subsets under accountability, which is the biggest joke word in the American dictionary today. Basically, we have a special tiered system based on what group you're in, what victim group status you have, what protectionist group status you have. So these words don't mean anything anymore because there's different scales and rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you fall into. And as long as they divide us that way, they're going to conquer us that way. And this is why I mentioned that, and those words don't even have meaning anymore. Until we have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody on this in this country, then it's all irrelevant. It's all talk. It's all cheap. It's the definitions have been changed, just like all the definitions I talk about regarding our economy, you know, fundamentals and earnings and all. You know, all these things I've said for so many years, valuations, GDP, leverage, liquidity, solvency, inflation, deflation, debt, credit, core business of corporations, money printing, free market, supply and demand, velocity of money, profits, nothing means anything anymore because everything has been tainted. Everything is fixed. Everything is rigged. And if you're in the right group, you're going to get bailed out. Start a bank, start a hedge fund. Don't worry about making a profit. You'll get bailed out by the taxpayers. And the little guy, the bottom 93%, suffers. Rick?
I don't know how to comment to that one. It's just, you know, everybody's different. That is a good thing, not a bad thing. We don't all agree on almost everything. That's actually how there's personal growth and change. That's the deal. I'm glad I live where I live and do what I do. In that sense of it, I don't have to compromise as much as somebody, let's say, living in New York. Can you imagine?
Well, Rick,
what would
I don't
like
disagree with
right
a general
now?
Statement like that. However, when you get down to more specificity, I don't think we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, because this foments the divide and conquer strategies. And as long as we stay divided as people, we are going to lose freedoms, liberties, time, health, justice, and everything that over a million combat soldiers gave their life for. And I think if anything, if there's one thing that the American people should come together and respect, it's our soldiers, over a million, who gave their life, who stormed beaches for our freedoms and liberty, who fought wars that were started by false flags. And we need to remember them, and we need to respect them. And the way to respect them is to read research and stop the silent majority. We need to stick up for our country. We need to come together. We can't be divided by what gender we are, what gender we identify as, what skin pigmentation shade we have, what religion we have, what sexual orientation we have. We have to come together with the same rules and laws and accountability. Think about this laws. We have separate laws based on what victim group or protectionist group status you have. It's hard to believe this is the United States of America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Very hard to believe. So when you said earlier in the show it's embarrassing often to be an American, that's because we have different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, Rick. We need synergy, and we need it bad, and this is why I've been on the air for 9 years. I feel obligated to give information, to wake the people up, to show how we've been played, we've been conned, we've been used, we've been duped. And we are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves, and we need to do something about it. Rick?
Well, just personal commitments to the day. Today I'm going to try to get myself a little more healthy. I'm not going to worry about the rest of the world at this point. I've got enough in my hands.
All right, folks, we'll be back with Dr. Richard Miller after the break. Thanks for being here.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Eben here with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Last segment, thank you again for tuning in. And, Rick, let's do a little science for our last segment. I'll let you take the microphone. I want to talk a little bit about some people are afraid to do the reading and research regarding edible and medicinal plants. And they feel, you know, certain plants can be toxic, and they certainly can, because some could be emetic, some could be a laxative, some could affect your kidney or liver. Here on my property, I can harvest everything from wild strawberries, raspberries, Oregon grape, currant, gooseberries, service berries, a lot of service berries here, a lot of choke cherries, hawthorn berry, kinnick, buffalo berry. I was wondering in the last segment if you have any advice or words of wisdom regarding the harvesting of berries and the benefits of the
plant is different. When St. John's wort was just a red dye, everybody didn't think very much about it. And I have pictures of me up in Spokane using a 30-foot header bar, knocking down 1,600 acres of St. John's wort. But it wasn't any good, because the red dye, the hypiriferin that was used for depression, was not a neurotransmitter, which means it could not go across the blood-brain barrier. What happened is there were two volatile flavonoids in that basically were released in that plant at the coldest of night, and when that was the neurotransmitters that took the hypiriferin across the blood-brain barrier. That meant if you harvested it at noon, the plant was useless. Each plant is different and talks to you in terms of how you would approach the plant and want to take it. And there's no general rule any more than there are like children. Every child is different.
Have you ever, I harvest a lot of things, lamb's quarter, dandelion, foxtail grass, fireweed. Fireweed's great. I put it in my salads. I mean, I've even harvested the inner bark of larch because it clears liver conditions. It has an enzyme called xanthine oxidase, along with vitamin B and C, which slows uric acid buildup. So there's so many things. Plantain is like spinach. Strawberry, raspberry blight's related to spinach. It's recommended to eat in smaller quantities, but I added it to salad because it has vitamin B, C, iron, and calcium. So there's just a lot of benefits and fun to learning the harvesting of edible and medicinal plants. It gets you out. It gets you moving. Gets you walking. I've given hundreds of tours on edible medicinal plants just here on my little hobby farm. And I think people are willing now, with the printing of money going through the roof, we're probably going to see some inflation, possibly hyperinflation. I hope not, but it's very possible. And food is going to go up. Necessities are going to go up for the little guy. And I think people are going to be looking to start growing gardens, raising animals, harvesting edible medicinal plants, and thinking outside the box. What do you think about that, Rick?
Yeah, going back to a more simple way of living. It's like your grandpa, only using high-tech, like LEDs rather than sunlight.
Mm-hmm. The simple life of Noah Dearborn, right, Rick?
Yeah, there it is. Your movie of the week.
Yeah.
Nice
and,
to see you.
Yeah. And I think we're going to be running out of time here in a matter of seconds, Rick. Do you have
just hit the brick wall?
Do you have any last words or exclamation points to put on what we discussed today?
Oh, Cisco, Pancho, it was nice being with you, Rick.
Oh, it's always great being with you, Rick. And finishing up, folks, I want to remind you that the benefits and the vitamins and minerals of gardening comes from the soil. So we must, you don't need to buy farmland. You can build your own raised beds. You can make your own soil. You know, put your chicken poop and goat poop and your compost that comes out of your kitchen, and you can literally make your own soil. You can go to a nursery and start and buy soil and start it in narrow raised beds, and you can literally start a garden in a matter of a week. So I want to remind people that farmland is not necessary. A lot of farmland has been compromised. The soil has been chemically and mechanically beat to smithereens, and there's not a lot of nutrition left in that old farmland in a lot of cases. And remember the silent majority. Here's a quote from Mark Twain, which I've mentioned on the air a few times. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid joins him. For then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Mark Twain. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Rick, thank you again. It's always great being on the air with you. You have a great weekend coming up, buddy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.